Hey, y'all, it is Jeffrey Craner reminding you that we are on tour. Welcome to Night Vale is coming, hopefully, to a place near you. Starting this July, we're going to be in Newark and Brooklyn, Boston, Northampton, Norwalk, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Cincinnati, Chicago, Milwaukee, and Minneapolis. And then in September, we're going to be down in Philadelphia, D.C., Richmond, Virginia, Asheville, Durham, Atlanta, Tampa. In October, we're going to go from Austin, Dallas, OKC, Lawrence, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Toronto, and Detroit. And then finally, in January, we'll be out on the West Coast, Seattle, Portland, Eugene, Sacramento, San Fran, Los Angeles, Tucson, Albuquerque, and Boulder. I know those last few aren't really West Coast, but west of me, what are we counting as geography? But those are the places we're going so far. I hope we will see you there. Tickets are on sale now at welcometonightvale.com/live. You can see all the show dates and times for where we will be and when. And this new show, this new live show, it is brand new. It is called Murder Night in Blood Forest, and it's starring Cecil Baldwin, of course, featuring Symphony Sanders and me, and live music by Disparition and a weather guest, and maybe even a few other guests along the way. We cannot wait to get back out on the road again because it's so fun to perform for all of you and meet all of you in person. So get your tickets now at welcometonightvale.com/live, and we will see you soon. And hey, thanks.
That which does not kill us will lose its job at the killing factory. Welcome to Night Vale. Listeners, after an 11-year hiatus, Night Vale Poetry Week has returned. One of our most sacred town traditions was banned after what happened last time. I'm not sure I could say aloud exactly what that was. It involved people entering a place they weren't supposed to enter. I shouldn't tell you what place. I don't want you getting devious ideas. But that forbidden place rhymes with Log Park. So, this year, Night Vale, let's just concentrate on getting those poems written. We need hundreds from each of you. Pretty much non-stop poetry writing. The librarians need to feed on your trochees and alliterations. They hunger for your slant rhymes and free verse. They don't particularly care for limericks. If it's just like one or two, that's fine, but they prefer not to make a whole meal out of that junk. Oh, look, we've already gotten our first poem sent in. This is from Nazar Al-Mujahid, and it's called An Ode to Francis, Both of You. Oh, this looks like a sonnet. Iambic pentameter, 14 lines. Ooh, I'm so excited. This reminds me of my Shakespearean acting class back in college, when we had to learn monologues from Richard III and Tartuffe and Sleepless in Seattle. Well, let's give Nazar's poem a read. If autumn trees and southbound birds can take for them a season's break, then I will make a solemn try to seize some time for you and me. We'll live 10,000 years as new lovers on satin sheets, our legs awake, and arms adrift, and mouths agape for sake of seeing with our lips, not eyes, the true wet red and ripe snap green of fruits that do live in endless lees. Flowing capes of bees and flowers, trees and showers, one soft breeze that is all ours, confusing then our skin, which can't tell where you end or I begin. There, in that time of dew and dust, I'll be, after our Decembers, with you again. Nazar, what a gorgeous love poem! But I didn't see anything in there about dolls with dead eyes, or pale girls with black hair covering their faces, or even snakes with human skin. I feel like if you're going for the full Shakespearean sonnet, you have to include at least one of those things. Night Vale, I'm looking forward to reading more of your work. Keep writing. Now, let's have a look at horoscopes. Be careful with curiosity, Aries. Open no doors, lest you find a shadow that is not yours. The stars tell you, Taurus, and I quote, "We hope you like spiders in your throat." People are mean, Gemini, but don't get annoyed. Block out the haters and stare into the void. Oh, Cancer, we can't tell you exactly what's in store, but it involves a chase and a scream and a light touch of gore. Don't look in the attic, Leo. The stars say you ought not, unless you want to see the beast that will get you got. The entry for Virgo contains neither letters nor words, only strange sketches of eviscerated birds. They say Libras always keep a level head, but that bridge out sign you've surely misread. Bad luck, Scorpio. It was in the news across the nation that you finally learned the meaning of defenestration. Look away, Sagittarius. You do not want to know that behind you is a clown with a knife and a banjo. Capricorn, the aliens invaded. I'll keep it short and sweet. They want to know, are you light or dark meat? Aquarius, looking good, bud. Keep up the good work. Woe be unto thee, Pisces. Kneel and repent. Else put on these shoes that are made of cement. This has been Horoscopes. Back to Poetry Week. I've gotten a good number of poems, but, not a number of good poems so far. Oh, okay, this one seems pretty solid. Harrison Kipp writes in with The Old Hollow Log. I don't know all the trees. I know they are majestic and proud, stoic and beautiful. Every tree was forged by the gods, not all the gods, but the ones who like trees. Yet, this old hollow log remembers only its shape, while forgetting its nature, which is to live, and then to die, and then to return to the earth. Still, the old hollow log remains, shunning erosion, denying the soil its nutrition, but carrying on as a landmark in an otherwise lifeless desert. And here, upon this old hollow log, as you struggle against the restraints, your screams are unheard neath the holy chanting of our masses. Just know that our God, not one you've heard of before, a pretty new God, as a matter of fact, who is indifferent to trees but quite enamored with sacrifice, will welcome your spirit with a cold, incurious embrace like an ATM welcomes a bank card, and the finality of you will fill the chasm of the old hollow log. Thanks, Harrison. I don't know if this is directed toward a specific person or... You know what? Art is art. If it had a deeper meaning, we would have called it, like, thinkies, or thoughtnesses, or mind fertilizer. It's called art because that's all it is. No need to explore deeper. Now, a word from our sponsor. To your left, nothing. Ahead, nothing. Behind, nothing. Right, below, above, a perfect void. It is not even black, this nothing, nor white. There are no smells, no shapes, no sounds, only the quiet of you. You are the only mass, the only matter, the only gravity in all of creation. You contain multitudes, and yet you are but a singularity. Einstein Brothers Bagels, try our new lox and scallion schmear. It is already in you. It is you. Listeners, I'm getting an alarming amount of emails from you about a woman in a light blue suit going around eating people. And while, yes, fair, that is somewhat newsworthy, this is also Poetry Week. So maybe put your energy into the task at hand. Poems are more important than a woman picking up some yokel standing next to you at the DMV and unhinging her jaw like a red-tailed boa and sliding that squirming citizen into her slimy gullet as her neck throbs with her still-living dinner. And yes, I know how she gets this blank stare as she's digesting and how she looks all warped like a melted plastic soda bottle. It's creepy. Blah, blah, blah. Sure. Yes. Totally. But, like I said before, that woman is our town founder, Tabitha Littlefield. She rose from a chrysalis a few months ago, and it's such an honor to have her around again. She's only feeding on us because she's hungry. She's been dead for nearly 300 years. Cut her some slack. Actually, you know what would be nice? If you wrote poems about her. I think she'd really like that. Poetry Week is an ancient tradition that goes back to Tabitha's days when the first town council met. They would pile soft meat high atop their heads and then recite original poems. These poems were improvised and really mean. Kind of like rap battles, but with slightly different hats. Speaking of poems, I just received this poem from the Department of Commerce. It's called Press Release. Urgent notice. The city of Nightvale is out of food and supplies because there apparently is no way in or out of Nightvale. At least not predictably so. Sometimes people come here. Other times people leave here. But that's usually an accident. We're not scientists. But we are the Department of Commerce for the city of Nightvale, and we strongly believe that commerce needs goods to actually, you know, work. So if anyone has any ideas on how to get imports or exports, that'd be great. In the meantime, let's all be cool at the Ralphs, okay? Love, Melanie and Rich. Well, that's not a very traditional poem. I like the part at the end where we learn the narrator's first names. That was a twist. Also, they mentioned scientists, which is highly erotic. But the whole piece is lacking structure. I couldn't find the rhythm in my performance, and I don't think there's a single rhyme in it. Maybe it's about the internal rhymes? A lot of modern poets love to hide their rhymes. Let's see. Way rhymes with okay. Yeah, I like it now that I've given it some space. It's doing something unique, really subverting our expectations about poetry and capitalism. Good job, Department of Commerce. Listeners, many of you have been hand-delivering your poems up to the station because you want them read on the air before they're fed to the librarians. That's great. I love that. But I'm getting word that our town founder, Tabitha Littlefield, has been not only eating people, but also their poems. While I want the best for our town founder, seems like a lovely woman, what with that blue suit and glimmering chrysalis ooze still covering her whole self, we certainly need far more poems than we have been delivered. Let's do this! Hang on to your original poems. Keep writing. And if you want to send some to me to read on the air, you can just email them. I'm CecilGershwinPamler@gmail.com. Not Palmer, Pamler. I intentionally misspelled my own email address so that random people wouldn't send me dirty photos or ransom notes or family recipes or pictures of kittens or whatever deranged things sickos like to email. But y'all are my trusted listeners. you won't send me anything terrible like recipes or cat photos. You'll only send me poems for Poetry Week. And remember, Poetry Week is only this week. After that, no more writing poems. It's not technically illegal, but it is unethical. Oh, look, we've already got our first emailed poem. This one is from my niece, Janice, co-written by my sister, Abby. It's called "There's No Water in the Pool." We used to go swimming, three seasons out of the year. The pool is still there to remind us of warmth, of floating, of life before it ever began, of better times, of family times. The pool is empty, yet it is still a pool to us. We trust the concrete will never leave us. But without the water, it's only a shell of itself. Gosh, that's such a haunting poem, you two. I'm very moved, and I hope you get the pool filled up soon. Oh, I see Abby included a little note about the meaning of the poem. She says, "Cecil, I don't know how to talk to Steve about his new job. He seems happy, but it's hard to tell. He's so busy. I feel like he's not really himself these days. Something about that new company, that Labyrinth, has taken away all that made him a great husband and father, and now there's just a Steve-shaped man in our house." Abby goes on, "Anyway, writing the poem was truly cathartic. Feel free to read it on the air, but please don't read anything else from this email. I want to talk to Steve myself." Thanks for writing in, Abby and Janice. And good luck with the pool. Listeners, best to just stay inside right now. I'm getting reports that our town founder is out of control. This used to be a simple case of a woman in a business suit covered in primordial goo strolling about the city randomly eating people. But now, this is a rampage. She's still strolling about eating people. What with so many of you in the streets writing and reading poems, she can't seem to stop herself. In fact, I've been told that she's growing. When she emerged from the chrysalis a few months back, people said she was maybe a little under 5.5 feet tall, but after all the feasting, she's got to be 5'4", 5'5", by now? So, head inside, Night Vale. I know you'd love to be outside enjoying the crisp spring sunshine, but you're safer if you just hear about the weather.
The marks on your skin tell stories from within, but you want to keep them hidden. To go over the top, we gotta fix you up and spit you out.
They say,
do it yourself with a little bit of magic. past, don't get caught up in the past. Scars can heal, they can last, don't get caught up in the past. Scars can heal, they can last, don't get caught up in the past.
Just a number on your roster.
Scars can heal, they can last, don't get caught up in the past.
No one's safe from their fate.
Scars can heal, they can last, don't get caught up in the past.
Just a number on your roster.
Scars can heal, they can last, don't get caught up in the past.
No one's safe from their fate.
We gotta fix you up and spit you out. Do it yourself with a little bit of magic. Call in your flaws and we'll sort them out. You're all normal, so get used to it. Gotta fix you up and spit you out. Do it yourself with a little bit of magic. Call in your flaws and we'll sort them out. You're all normal, so get used to it.
They say
Night Vale's founder walked across town, zigzagging down every major road, devouring maybe one out of every 50 or so people. I've heard reports that she's eaten more than 2,000 poems today alone. And that's a big blow. We're going to all have to work harder, not smarter, the rest of the week to meet the librarian's quota. When she arrived at the center of town, the dog park's tall gates opened for her. Oh, geez, just like 11 years ago. Why can't we handle poetry weeks around here? She headed straight toward the obelisk at the center of the park. She licked the poem by former Night Vale mayor, Danielle Dubois, that is engraved on the pedestal. Tabitha then wrapped both her arms around the tower. More arms emerged from her smart-looking blue blazer. Then more arms. All in all, something like 17 arms came out of that woman, and she skittered to the top. At this point, a long, forked tongue came out of her mouth, and she began hissing. A crowd gathered, awaiting a dramatic event. Would our town founder transform into a giant winged beast? Would the earth begin to quake? Would the air around us all become flames? Would the sky turn blood red and the clouds spin like lions circling their prey? Would Poetry Week get canceled again? Nope. The gates just stayed open. And Tabitha's still up there, looking every bit like a woman in a blue business suit who just so happens to have a forked tongue and a surplus of arms. It was anticlimactic, so the crowd began to disperse. "Eh, I've seen weirder," said James Botrose, owner of the Witch and Warlock Emporium off Route 800, in that building that was clearly once a Bed Bath & Beyond. "This one time, my friend Rakim, he was drinking a glass of milk," Botrose continued, "and I said something really funny, like once a generation level joke here. And Rakim laughed so hard that milk came out of his nose and he died." Everyone standing near James Botrose immediately went quiet and stared at him. He continued, "Oh, I should clarify, there was an 80-year difference between when the milk came out of Rakim's nose and when he died. Rakim died peacefully at age 99, surrounded by 4 children and 13 grandchildren, and even a few of the great-grandchildren. But the weird part," Botrose said, "is that Rakim was a tortoise. Male tortoises don't stay with their young. How did he know who those kids were? Flippin' bonkers, I tell you," Botrose concluded. Then he waved a crooked stick in the air, A murmuration of starlings swirled about him, and he disappeared. We've come a long way as a town, Night Vale. 11 years ago, it was taboo to even look toward the dog park, let alone directly inside it. But nowadays, it's less of a big deal. I'm proud of how we've grown. But also, I'm out of paper towels and cereal, and I'm not really sure the Ralph's is ever going to restock. So I guess if it's not one bother, it's another. Well, Night Vale, who knows how long we're safe from the town founder or what she wants, but at least she's stationary. For now. Stay tuned next for the many poems you will write. And as always, good night, Night Vale. Good night.
Welcome to Night Vale is a production of Night Vale Presents. It is written by Joseph Fink, Jeffrey Craner, and Bree Williams, and produced by Disparition. The voice of Night Vale is Cecil Baldwin. Original music by Disparition. All of it can be found at disparition.bandcamp.com. This episode's weather was Fix-Its and Favors by Luggage. Find out more at the link in our show notes. Comments, questions, email us at info@welcometonightvale.com or follow us on Blue Sky at Night Vale Radio or on Instagram, Tumblr, and TikTok at Night Vale Official. Or practice saying, Papper, no! In that accent before the reference gets out of date. But mainly, check out welcometonightvale.com, where we have a twice-monthly mailing list that is the best way to keep up to date directly from us to you. Today's proverb. You have two wolves inside you, Dave and Jill. They're both film buffs. Jill loves sports, and Dave has to travel a lot because of work.
Hey y'all, it is Jeffrey Craner speaking to you from the year 2025, and did you know that Welcome to Night Vale is back out on tour? We are. We're going to be up in the Northeast in the Boston, New York City area, going all the way over to the Upper Midwest in Minnesota. That's in July. You'll kind of draw a line through there, and you'll kind of see the towns we'll be hitting. We'll also be doing Philly down to Florida in September, and we'll be going from Austin all the way up through the middle of the country into Toronto, Canada in October, and then we'll be doing the West Coast plus the Southwest plus Colorado in January of 2026. You can find all of the show dates at welcometonightvale.com/live. Listen, this brand new live show is so much fun. It is called Murder Night in Blood Forest, and it stars Cecil Baldwin, of course, Symphony Sanders, me, and live original music by Disparition, and who knows what other special guests may come along for the ride. These tours are always so much fun, and they are for you, the diehard fan, and you, the Night Vale new kid alike. So feel comfortable bringing your family, your partner, your coworkers, your cat, whatever. They don't got to know what a Night Vale is to like the show. Tickets to all of these live shows are on sale now at welcometonightvale.com/live. Don't let time slip away and miss us when we are in your town, because otherwise we will all be sad. Get your tickets to our live US plus Toronto tours right now at welcometonightvale.com/live. And hey, see you soon.